It's July 15th, and it's technically the last day to do your taxes. Otherwise, it's a great day for fishing. Daily harvest Baywide eclipsed 2 million yesterday, and the total run is about to surpass 45 million. It's the Bristol Bay Daily Fisheries Report. I'm your host, Tyler Thompson. Coming up tonight, marketing seafood during a pandemic is weird. Restaurants have closed, but people are cooking at home more often. Retailers also had complications to contend with.
While they were selling a lot of salmon, they weren't able to give us their full attention on doing promotions. But we did see that really come around and change.
We hear from a marketing organization focused on Bristol Bay sockeye. If you were in the bay last year, you might think this summer is cool.
2019, which was many areas in Southwest Alaska, the warmest month of record, not just the warmest July, warmest of any month. So that skews our perception, but it actually has been quite mild across the region this summer again.
We hear about how this has been one of the hottest Julys on record. Those conversations and more on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Baywide daily harvest yesterday came in just above 2 million for the first time in 2 days. That brings the cumulative catch to 29 million fish as of yesterday. Total baywide escapement was 13.4 million. The total run in Bristol Bay is approaching 45 million, coming in at 44.9 million fish as of yesterday. Average fish per drift delivery yesterday was 1,400 in Ugashik. Igigik and Naknek-Quejek came in above 800. Nushagak was at 611, and Togiak made a comeback from yesterday at 170 fish. Let's shimmy to the numbers, starting on the west side. The Nushagak District's daily catch was slightly down from Monday, coming in at 245,000 fish, bringing the cumulative catch to 7.7 million. Tuesday's harvest attributed 3% to Igushik set netters, 26% to Nugashik set netters, and 69% to the drift fleet. District-wide escapement was 175,000 fish in the Nushagak District, for a total district escapement of 3.2 million fish, breaking escapement by river. The Nushagak sonar crew witnessed 37,140 sockeye pass yesterday, bringing cumulative sockeye escapement in the Nushagak River to 1.1 million fish. The crew also counted 45 king, bringing total escapement to 40,106 and 4,600 chum. Chum escapement is now up to 107,000. In the Wood River, the counting tower spotted 33,000 fish before 6 a.m. this morning. Total escapement in the river resides at 1.9 million as of yesterday. The counting tower at the Igushik River saw 4,600 fish pass through before 6 a.m. today. Total escapement in the Igushik is at 171,000 fish. Over in the Togiak District, fishermen caught 25,000 fish for the second day in a row, bringing the total catch to 128,000. Escapement in the Togiak was 6,200, bringing the cumulative to 24,000 fish. The counting crew saw 612 fish pass the tower as of 6 a.m. today. The total is 24,000. Jumping over to the east side, the Naknek-Quejek reigned supreme for the second day in a row with a daily harvest of 900,053 fish yesterday. That came 7% from Quejek set netters, 13% from Naknek set netters, and 80% from the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Naknek-Quejek is still the bay's largest harvest this season, surpassing 10 million at 10.6 million fish. Across the Naknek-Quejek District, daily escapement yesterday jumped to 976,000 fish, bringing the season escapement in the district to 8.7 million. Let's take a look at that escapement by river. The Alagnak River came in at 130,000 yesterday, bumping a total escapement in the Alagnak to 1.7 million fish. In the Quejek River, yesterday's escapement was much higher than Monday's with 628,000 fish. Total escapement in the Quejek River is 3.3 million fish. The Quejek also has a 700,000 fish in river estimate. And in the Naknek River, 217,000 fish escaped yesterday. That makes the Naknek's escapement for the season 3.6 million fish so far. In total, the run in the Naknek-Quejek District is 20 million fish, the largest in the bay by more than 7 million. In Igigig, harvest was 684,000 fish yesterday, making the cumulative season's harvest in Igigig 9.8 million. Yesterday's catch came 86% from the drift fleet and 14% from set netters. Igigig's daily escapement was 62,000 fish yesterday, pushing escapement in the district to just over 2 million fish. In total, Igigig's run is now up to 11.8 million fish, the second largest run at this point. In the Ugashik district, daily harvest yesterday was 201,000 fish, attributed 32% to the set netters and 68% to the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Ugashik district is now 897,000 fish. 135,000 fish escaped up the Ugashik River yesterday, bringing cumulative harvest to 745,000 fish. There is also a 300,000 fish in river estimate. Altogether, the total Ugashik run is 1.9 million fish so far this season. Here's the Tuesday-Thursday boat breakdown. There are 1,692 permits fishing on 1,314 vessels. That's 936 single permit vessels and 378 D-boats. At 9 a.m. on Thursday, that will rise to 1,333 boats, 378 of which will be D-boats, by district. The bulk of the Bay's fleet is fishing in the Naknek-Quijack district. They have 547 boats, 179 which are D-boats. That's 42% of the fleet. In 24 hours, that will rise to 556 boats, 180 of which will be D-boats. Igigig represents 28% of the fleet. There are 361 boats there, 112 which are D-boats, and those numbers will stay the same through tomorrow. The Nishigek District will also stay steady until Thursday morning. There are 235 boats, or 18% of the fleet, fishing in the Nishigek District, 43 of which are D-boats. No changes before Thursday morning there. In the Ugashik District, we have 9% of the fleet fishing. That's 128 boats, 40 of which are D-boats. In 24 hours, that will jump to 139 boats, 44 of which will be D-boats. And the 3% of the fleet in Togiak, 43 boats, will stay the same over the next 2 days. There are no updates from the Chignik Weir today. As of 5 p.m. June 14th, the total sockeye run in the Chignik is 157,000 and 124,000 in the early run, and 33,000 in the late run. The fleet in Area M caught 80,300 sockeye yesterday, bringing the season total harvest to 1.3 million fish. There was also a daily harvest of 193 chums, 24 kings, 8 coho, and 19 pinks. We will be right back after this message.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from GCI, offering connectivity to communities around the state with the latest smartphones and internet packages. A full list of services and store locations at gci.com.
Now with some stories. Marketing seafood during a pandemic is weird. KDLG's Izzy Ross talked with Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association Marketing Director Lalani Dunn and Rising Tide Communications Principal Kate Constantine about their strategies heading into the season. And just a note, BBR SDA underwrites with the Fish Report.
Thinking about marketing this year, I'm sure that there were several roadblocks and other factors that you had to consider that you haven't had to consider before. Could you go ahead and talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced and what marketing is looking like for BBRSDA this summer?
Yeah, I can speak to that. My name is Kate Constantine, and I'm the principal at Rising Tide Communications. We definitely saw that as soon as the pandemic started happening, that a lot of our retail partners went into a intensive bunker down mode where they were very busy just trying to keep up with the demand and the demands of keeping their stores clean and safe. And so while they were selling a lot of salmon, they weren't able to give us their full attention on doing promotions. But we did see that really come around and change. So we are running a number of fresh promotions in chains all around the U.S. And we're really pleased to see that some of our best partners were excited about getting on board to promote Bristol Bay sockeye again this year.
Let's get into some specifics. What are the strategies and approaches that Rising Tide and BBRSDA are using this summer?
The strategies are similar from year to year in that our goal is to let as many people know be aware of and be able to find Bristol Bay sockeye salmon in their stores, in their neighborhoods. And so we try to work with as many chains as possible. This year we have 7 retail chains doing fresh promotions. We use tactics like digital advertising and social advertising to raise awareness about Bristol Bay sockeye salmon and drive people to those stores, let them know that the product is there and that they can find it. The fresh promotions are specifically, our partners are Whole Foods Nationwide, Hy-Vee in the Midwest, H-E-B in Texas, QFC in the Seattle and Portland area, and Rosars in Washington, Montana, and of course, Heinen's in Ohio. And all these partners, and to our understanding, all retailers are watching COVID cases in the Bay very closely, as well as quality, which is always key for them.
In terms of demand, have these partners that you're working with or that you're selling to, have they seen an increase in customer interest in seafood in general and specifically wild salmon?
I could speak to this one and then Kate can add for sure. People are definitely eating more at home and they are wanting to eat healthy. And people who have been eating wild Bristol Bay sockeye salmon are continuing. And the great news is that consumers who hadn't before are showing interest and are giving it a shot. So we've also been working with RTC to push out consumer education and different cooking techniques and recipes.
This is Kate. I would add that the entire seafood sector is seeing a surge in consumer interest. All the data points that at least at retail, consumers are buying seafood in the U.S. like they have never before. And Bristol Bay, as the most abundant source of wild sockeye salmon, which is always popular, is really poised to see a lot of benefit from that in the coming years.
Are there any specific efforts towards trying to kind of inform people of the differences between farmed salmon and wild salmon as we think about people cooking more at home? What is the approach to promoting that?
We always try to make sure that Bristol Bay sockeye salmon is called out as wild. And then we try to embed the story of the wild fishery, of the fleets, of the wild place, this incredible network of freshwater streams and lakes and ocean habitat and how pristine and how special it is. And that we find has been really effective because people are really interested in the place that their food comes from like never before. And Bristol Bay has a story that is pretty exciting and engaging to people, and they want to know more about that. And so the retailers we work with are seeing that that's very effective.
Thank you both so much for taking a few minutes to walk through what BBRSDA and Rising Tide are looking at in terms of marketing during this very unusual salmon season.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for the opportunity, Izzy. Appreciate it.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all of the time. Is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather.
It's Wednesday. That means Weather Wednesday with Rick Toman. He's a climate specialist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Bristol Bay's summers might seem cool compared to last year. King salmon, the average temperature the first 2 weeks of July is just a little over 3 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. That's 6 degrees cooler than this time last year. But it is still the fifth warmest start to July on record since 1940. KDLG's Izzy Ross talked to Toman, who explained why.
Enjoying the beautiful weather.
I am enjoying the beautiful weather, and that's a great place to start out. It's been relatively warm around Dillingham. You know, we've seen a couple of really sunny days, temperatures in the 70s. I hesitate to say heat wave, but is that indicative of a warm spell?
So, yes, as we expected, July so far in the Bristol Bay region, running warmer than normal. So for the first half of July, 3 to 4 degrees warmer than normal. Now, of course, typically we'd think, oh, that's really quite significant, but we kind of go back and compare everything to last year, which, of course, was record warm. And so it's been mild. Our sunny, warm weather will be tailing off here. Certainly nothing cold in the future and doesn't look especially stormy yet. But it looks like highs will be back in the 60s with more clouds and at least a couple of intervals with rain over the upcoming week.
3 to 4 degrees warmer than normal this summer in Bristol Bay, as you mentioned, doesn't seem very significant compared to the extreme heat of last summer. But could you put that in context a little bit? What is normal for Bristol Bay, and is 3 to 4 degrees of above average temperatures significant?
It is significant. Temperatures in the summer don't, of course, range nearly as far as in the winter. And so 3 or 4 degrees is quite significant. So that means instead of, you know, average temperature in Dillingham in the mid-50s in July, it's in the upper 50s. That is quite substantial. But again, because our most recent experience is 2019, which was many areas in Southwest Alaska, the warmest month of record, not just the warmest July, warmest of any month. So that skews our perception, but it actually has been quite mild across the region this summer again. So while it doesn't seem it because of last year's just completely outrageous heat and smoke, this year is quite different than that, but it's still much warmer than that longer term, say several decade average. We are getting to the time of year, we're not quite there yet, but getting to the time of year where we need to pay attention to those Western Pacific typhoons that can sometimes affect Japan and then move northeastward towards Alaska. This year has been very quiet as far as typhoons go in the central and western Pacific. And for the next 2 weeks, we really don't see anything on the horizon. And that will just go to contribute to our comparatively benign weather for the rest of the month.
Obviously, last year we were looking at some really smoky conditions as well. We had several really large fires across the state and in Bristol Bay as well, you know, a very active fire season, wildfire season. Is that in the forecast at all? Are we looking at drier conditions on the tundra that might lead to increased risk of wildfires or of fires caused by humans?
At this point, the risk looks to remain low as long as we get these occasional episodes of rain and don't have those really high temperatures, highs in the upper 70s and 80s. That will help a lot, and we just don't see any sustained heat like that coming up. Statewide, it's been a very quiet fire year. In fact, at this point, for through mid-July, it's been the lowest total acreage burned since 2013. And statewide, we are running out of time to get the big fires. It's been extremely wet in the main fire areas in the interior. There is a small area in the northern interior that's been drier, and there have been some recent fires up there, but they're small. And at this point, both in the main fire area and in Southwest Alaska, just does not look like we're going to get those warm high pressure systems that would help dry things out and allow for wildfire potential.
Rick Thoman, thank you so much for joining us yet again.
Sounds great.
Bye.
That was another Weather Wednesday with Rick Thoman. Coming up next is Messages to the Fleet with the Marine Weather Forecast. We'll be right back.
Support for KDLG's fisheries coverage comes from OBI Seafoods, proud to partner with the fishermen and communities of Bristol Bay.
And with the marine weather forecast currently in Bristol Bay. Tonight, an east wind 10 knots, seas at 1 foot. And for tomorrow, Thursday, an east wind 10 knots in the morning, becoming variable less than 10 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef, tonight, an east wind 20 knots, seas at 4 feet with patchy fog. Tomorrow for Thursday, a variable wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. That's going to do it for the marine weather forecast. We're going to jump over to messages to the fleet. And the messages to the fleet, a birthday song to start us off. This one is to Joe.
Happy birthday, Joe. Happy, happy birthday, Joe Trotter. About time. Hey, one down here, Icy Strait. Love you, man.
We have a couple messages to Dory on the fishing vessel Independence. Hello, Auntie Dory. Mommy says you've been hard at work fishing and are coming to visit me really soon. I've been working hard at growing. I'm 2.5 weeks old and 7 pounds now. I hope the salmon you're catching are even bigger than me. I can't wait to see you. Mommy says you're already the best auntie ever. See you soon. Love your nephew, baby Peter Thor. Here's another one. Your dad and I are so excited that fishing is almost done, and soon you will be home. You may have a difficult time getting your father to accept the fact that Bear is still your cat. They have developed a strong bond. I've been putting small doses of X in his food bowl twice a day, and now he just can't get enough of your father. Your sister is looking forward to your visit. She has recently joined a new app and has begun interviewing potential husbands for you. She's pretty excited about one fellow in particular. He's really down to earth and isn't materialistic in any way. In fact, he lives with a large group of adults in an old abandoned warehouse. Give our best to Tessa and Uncle Tickle Bunny. Much love, Mother. To the American Eagle from fishing boat Mambo Kid, the brand new Maritime Fab Stern Roller Blue and LFSI is doing nothing to replace it. We have no money left. Please send $6,500 so we can buy the working kinematics we found. Send check to Dad. To Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence from Montana Chick. Hey, hot stuff. You know your Kubota L245 was that hideous orange. I took care of it for you. The magenta color is going to show up so much better against the snow when you're clearing the driveway. Also, I cleaned all the cast iron and got that nasty grease out of them. Just ran them through the dishwasher several times. Problem solved. Much love, Montana Chick. To the captain of the Thunderbird, we'd like to wish you a very special happy birthday with love from Sherry and Jaden. To Landon on the fishing vessel Foresight from Mom and Dad, we love and miss you. Hope your belly is full and the decks are bloody. Love, Mom and Dad. That's all, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Stay safe out there. Happy fishing, and we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.